It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Ken D. Foster. I don't know what you're facing today or how big your mountains seem to be. And I don't know if you're challenged or you're suffering or what's going on, but I do know this. There's 22 million people out of work right now over the last 3 weeks. And I know people are afraid. And I know some of you have lost some loved ones. And my heart goes out to you. And I do know this too. I know that with faith combined with courage, you can move the mountains of challenges that you face. I also know that you are a child of the Most High, and there's nothing that you can stop you fulfilling your destiny unless you give up. Today, our show is called The Courage to Press On. And I called it that because I believe that we're at a place right now that you've got plenty of information from the news. You've got plenty of information from social media. And what for some of you, it's a real challenge because it's kind of stopping you from moving to the next level. And I know if that is you, that today's show is going to really be the one that takes your business and your life to the next level. I believe there are three different zones that people are living in right now. They're living in the fear zone, the calm zone, or the courageous zone. And the fear zone is that place where you're worried. You're in uncertainty. You're kind of, maybe you're the one that's been hoarding the TP even after the TP crisis is over. There's emotional upsets going on. You may be complaining frequently. You're probably watching way too much TV. You're in a place where you get upset easily. That's the fear zone. And so the fear leaves clues, doesn't it? You know, it's I walk into the stores and I look at people and I can tell. I'm a guy that's learned how to read energy, read people, read their expressions. And there's just so many people walking around with fear. And for me, I try to put a smile on their face. I'll just smile at people. We're in a weird time, aren't we? People don't even smile back half the time. They're just like in their own zone. Well, there's a way to get out of that fear zone and into the comfort zone. And what we do is we need to start to reconnect with ourselves on a deeper level. And really, that's what this show is all about, helping you to reconnect with your brilliance, your talents, your abilities, who you are as an individual. So how do we do that? Well, the first thing I think we need to do is give up control of things we can't control. There are certain things out there that are just happening on a consistent basis that you can't control. So you might not be able to control when the government lists the shutdown, but you sure can control your mind. You can control your emotions. You can control what you focus on. You can control what your bright future will be. You can start doing that. You can start noticing what's working in your life and what's not working in your life. And I believe you can also control giving up some disempowering habits. Maybe it's habits of procrastination or habits of overeating or habits of worry or concern. In the calm zone, we just give all those things up. And I'm not saying that we're not cautious, because I think we do need to be cautious. If you heard my last week's show, we talked a lot about what to be cautious about, but caution and fear are two different things. So you may need to be cautious about what environment you're putting yourself in, or what foods you're putting in your body, or what thoughts you're putting in your mind. But you don't have to be fearful of that. I do believe we need to evaluate a lot of information today and not be spreading information that might cause fear, worry, or concern to others unless you really know them well. And I say, there's a caveat there, right? So some of my friends, I know that they want to grow. They want to get out of their comfort zone. They want to get out of the calm zone. They want to learn, grow, and become all they can be. So I give them articles and things like that that help take them to the next level. So, but here's my whole point here. In the calm zone, you tune into your inner wisdom and you start to generate your life from that point of view. Then there's the courage zone. And the courage zone is a place where you really remember who you are. You start to tap into living in the present moment and you start to create your future from that present moment. You know, I've always found that my future and everybody else's future that I've been coaching over the last many decades always starts in the present moment, right? It starts with asking some specific questions about what is it that you want your bright future to look like? And, you know, maybe your future is filled with a lot more happiness, maybe more money, maybe more compassion, maybe more love. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that to start in that place, and to stay in that place, that's what we need to do if you really want to take your life to the next level. So just think about this. Couple tips on maybe how to stay in that empowerment zone, that that courage zone. You know, for me, I wake up with gratitude every day. I meditate. I plan to succeed every day, and I'm always at service to others. I think for most of us, that's a formula for success. You know, I'm always looking to support others to grow their businesses, to grow their lives. And I want to mention to you right now, I have a new book out. Some of you know about this and some don't. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And it's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. And this book, it is a book that no matter how much success you've had in your life, we can always learn and grow and become a better leader. This book helps you with daily strategies and essential wisdom every single day to start to drip on that subconscious mind to help you to open up your creativity, open up your ideas that need to flow through for you to be able to take the next steps in your life. It's a daily book. You read it every day. And if you'd like to find out more about it, you can go to couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. All righty. Well, I have a guest waiting in the wings. His name is Eric Lofholm. We're going to be talking about business, and he has a proven sales system. He's talked to thousands of professionals. So it is time to press on, and I will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome back, everybody. Before I get to my guest, Eric Lofholm, I'd like to just give a shout out to an organization that I've been working with for the last year. You know, if you are a company or organization that's out to change the world and you need a PR team that produces results, then Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. They've been recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for their innovative business practices. So if you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to making a difference and getting your message out, I encourage you to go to wasabipublicity.com. That's WASABI publicity.com, and schedule a call with the CEO, Drew Gerber. That's wasabipublicity.com. Well, waiting in the wings is Eric Lofholm, and Eric has taught his proven sales systems to thousands of professionals around the world. He's the president and CEO of Eric Lofholm International, an organization he founded to professionally train people on the art and science of selling. Eric, welcome to Voices of Courage, man. It's great to have you.
Great to be here, Ken.
Well, you know, I was thinking about you this morning, and Eric, you and I go back to the mid-90s, and I was remembering one day when you ran over to my house. I was living at Pacific Beach at the time in San Diego. You ran over, and you had this this big device in your hand. They call it a boombox, and you said, Ken, I'm so excited. We can now do recordings on this boombox. You remember that?
I do remember that. That was my very first product that I ever created down at the Children's Beach in La Jolla.
Yeah, so you come a very long way since then. I mean, you've authored 15 books. You're the president of an international sales organization. A long way since then, buddy.
Yeah, back then, I hadn't even launched my company yet. It was just an idea in my head. And it's been a great couple of decade run helping people to become the best version of themselves with a focus on sales.
That's great. Well, you know, a lot of people are pivoting their businesses right now, and some of them are wondering how to pivot. You know, how should people be pivoting with regard to sales right now?
Well, it's rough out there. And, you know, I think the buyer is in a place of uncertainty, and we've got to recognize that. And we have to think, how can I pivot my offer? So I had a gentleman selling to me the other day, and he was selling Facebook ads. He wants to become my Facebook ad guy. And I'm like, he gives me the offer and I go, that looks like the standard offer. He goes, it is. I go, where's the coronavirus special? Because I'm not doing the standard offer right now. And he didn't have a coronavirus special. And I was looking for some special pricing. There was a car ad today. And it said, we'll make your first three payments and you don't have to make payments for the next 3 months. So it's basically zero payments for 6 months and we'll deliver the car to you. That's an example of the type of thinking that we need to have right now. We've got to really put ourselves in the shoes of our customer or client and think about what is the offer. And so that's I think, a really important mindset to have right now.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think it's that, you know, customers right now, I think even more than ever want to feel a sense that they can trust you, a sense of security right now, a sense that you really have their best interest at heart. It's not about just making another sale for your company. It's really something that's of value to them that would actually help them in their, you know, in their business or their life in some way, their health, their fitness, whatever. That's kind of my sense. Do you sense that we're stepping into a different era here in sales?
Well, I think at least in the short term, you really have to think about where this person's at. So for example, I do sales training for companies. So my angle right now is, look, I can help your sales team with their mindset. Mindset is critical to stay productive. And if somebody right now is just, they're unstable in their mindset, they're going to be worthless selling. And so look, right now, forget skill building. Let's focus on the mindset of your sales team. I've never used that script before. It's a pivot. So we've got to think about what is the angle for our product or service right now. And you might not have one. Your product might not be a good product for this environment. And maybe you need to sell something different, or maybe you need to repurpose your skill sets. One of my clients sells surveys to hotels. So they're hiring people at the hotel and he does the employment survey. Well, they're not doing any hiring. So he has to step back and go, how can I repurpose my skill set? Because there is no coronavirus script that's going to sell the hotel and the survey right now. That business is it's on pause. So can we sell right now? And if so, what is the pivot? And if we can't sell, how can we repurpose our skill set? What can we do differently right now to make money?
Well, I think you bring up a good point there. And I think this is a time for people to maybe get with other people or get with Eric and find out what your true skill sets are. I think a lot of times people don't understand what their skill sets are, their most powerful skill sets. A lot of people have a lot of skill sets. They're like fish swimming in water. The fish doesn't know it's in the water. And there are a lot of salespeople are that way. They got tremendous skill sets, but they're just not even aware of their own skill sets. Do you find that happening in this marketplace, or is that a common lament?
Well, when we think about sales skills, somebody who is a realtor, they might think, I'm a real estate agent. And I would look at it like this in this context and say, you're a sales professional who happens to sell real estate. The skill set of selling could be transferred over to all different, the realtor could go sell solar. The realtor could sell financial services. The realtor can sell insurance. And so it's thinking about the repurposing of the skill set. My wife is a court reporter and the courts are all shut down. Right. And she's used to making $500 a day and there's no money coming in. And she goes, I'm going to go do Instacart. So she's out doing grocery shopping for people that don't want to go out and do grocery shopping. Now she's making a fraction of what she's used to making, but she's like, how can I pivot in the short term? And then when they open the courts back up, she'll go back to her career. I think now we've got to be flexible like that. We've got to be open-minded and go, what can I do right now to get by in the short term? And then when they turn the lights back on and we can all get back to work, you know, at that point, then what can I do to expand and grow my business?
That's really good. You know, I remember years ago when I had to pivot when I was in real estate, the real estate market collapsed. collapsed in, I was a retail, you know, I was out selling and listing houses. And I sat around playing cards for about 6 months. And then I said, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. Where do I, what side of the market do I need to be on? I thought I need to be on the buying side of the market right now. So I went out and found a company that was out buying properties right now. So I love what you're saying, because we have to make that mind shift. You know, when we talk about mindset, I want to bounce back to that for just a second. Actually, I'm going to run out of time in this segment. Before I get back into mindset, because I think a lot of people need to understand what you mean about shifting mindset, because I know it's not really just about having a positive outlook. It's a lot more. And when we're talking about how to pivot, people are saying, well, we hear you about pivoting, but how do I really do that? So I'd like to take a little deeper dive on that. But Eric, before I do that, how can people get a hold of you and find out about what you're doing right now?
Saleschampion.com is my main website. I'm all over social media. I'm the only Eric Lofholm in the world. So if you Google Eric Lofholm, you're going to find me. And I'd love to connect with you guys on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever, LinkedIn, whatever platform you're into. That's the way to find me.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. And then when we get back, I want to take a little deeper dive on mindset and then talk about maybe where this economy is going and a little bit about how we can really step into that in the next few months. All right. I will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today's show is called The Courage to Press On. And I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. Before I get back to my guest, I want to just mentioned there's an organization here in San Diego, which is now global. It's called Women's Wisdom. They've been around since 1991, supporting women entrepreneurs to grow their businesses. And in this case, right now, they're helping a whole bunch of women pivot their businesses. They have an event coming up on, let's see, it's on the second Thursday of every month. And they're also doing it, I believe, the fourth Thursday of every month now. And this month, I know they have a woman by the name of Lynn McTaggart. She has written a book, The Power of Eight. She's talking about how people can collaborate together in business to pivot your business and take it to the next level. If you'd like to find out more about the Women's Wisdom Organization, go to womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, want to thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about our show. The replays are available at voicesofcourage.us, or if you want to play the show while you're driving, just tell Alexa, Siri, Cortana, play Voices of Courage podcast, and it'll come right up. Thank you again for tuning in. All right, my guest is Eric Lofholm. Eric has been working with people like Tony Robbins early on in his career. He's worked with the who's who's of motivational speakers in the country. He has proven sales systems that help people to generate sales in their businesses. And he is the CEO of Eric Lofholm International. Eric, welcome back. Let's take a deeper dive into that mindset piece, man. When you're telling people they need to shift their mindset, what exactly are you saying?
Well, if you think of a mindset like around technology, some people in our age group, you know, they're like, I'm not good at technology. Well, that's a mindset. Some people say, I hate sales. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at closing. That's mm-hmm. a mindset. I can't write a book. I'm not an investor. My relationships never work out. And so these mindsets, they're guiding our action. And right now, we've got to, this is my encouragement for all of you, is just to really open up your thinking and put all options on the table. There's so much that you can do when it comes to technology, when it comes to shifting. Think of a mindset like a piece of clothing. I'm wearing a sweater. I can take the sweater off. I can put on a coat. I can put on a t-shirt. I can put on a collar shirt. Mindsets are not fixed. They're flexible and they change our reality. So it's opening ourselves up to new ways of thinking.
That's really good. Yeah, and I think that for most people, the way that you open yourself up to a new way of thinking, I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this. For me, it's getting in a quiet place and kind of calming down, maybe reading something inspirational, like maybe Eric's book or one of my books, and being able to start to open up your creativity to what's possible. You know, Eric, I wrote that book years ago, Ask and You Will Succeed. A lot of what your work has been done around asking questions and helping people open their mindsets. I would just ask you at this point in time, what do you think the most important questions people should be asking is?
The question is, one is, what does coronavirus mean to you? And for me, it's to bring out the Superman side of me, to bring out the best in me, the highest version of myself. And we all get to choose how we're going to respond to this situation. Another thing I think that's critical for those of you that are in business is to stay productive. So what can I do to stay productive today? One of the best questions you can ask yourself is, how can I collaborate with others to grow my business? These are some different things to ask yourself. Questions steer our focus. And fear and faith can't coexist. So if you're in a not a positive mindset right now because of what's happening, I get it. Like, this is very challenging what we're all up against. But we do have the ability to shift our thinking. And the questions we ask ourselves is one of the great tools that we have. And Ken and I are both big believers of questions. I was heavily influenced by Tony Robbins. Tony talks a lot about, you know, the questions you ask yourself determine the quality of your life. So those are a couple of thoughts.
Yeah, that's really good. In fact, you know, you're talking about collaboration. You and I will be collaborating. We just talked about that prior to getting on the phone, on the call, to collaborate, to support one another, to grow our businesses. And, you know, it's amazing. I know for you, and I know for me, Eric, that we have collaborated with literally hundreds of people over time to really be able to take our businesses to the next level. So I know that collaboration is an important piece. And one of the most important parts of collaboration is making sure you have the right people that you're collaborating with. So any thoughts about having the right people to collaborate with?
Yeah, it starts with making a list. And so ask your brain the question, who could I collaborate with? Years ago, I did this, came up with 132 names. And then I was like, all right, who on this list, if I was to narrow it down and really focus, how many could I focus on? The answer I got was 4. And then my criteria was, who would I enjoy working with? Who can I add value to? So if you apply some thought and strategy to your collaboration partners, make the list, look for where does it fit like a glove. Reach out to those people. I did a collaboration with my mentor, Dr. Moyne, recently, where we did a virtual class. And I've been talking to him about doing virtual classes for years. And he's like, I do seminars. I don't do the online. You know, it wasn't his mindset. And then I present to him recently. I'm like, look, we can't do any seminars right now. The whole world's shut down. It's virtual or nothing. He's like, let's do it. And so we had a wonderful experience working together, and he was open, where in the past he hadn't been as open as he is now. So I think you'll find a lot of people are very open to collaboration right now.
Yeah, I think of Meetup, the company Meetup, that only encouraged you to meet in person. And now they have an option. You can have a Zoom meeting, like and you know, millions of people are doing that now. So yeah, collaboration switch. You know, I want to ask you about, you're really good at sales systems and strategies to get people to really open up their sales systems. What system should we be using right now in this time frame?
Well, I think that my advice would be the same as it is in any economy. And that would be, you want to think about, okay, the lead comes in here, and then what's the next conversation, and then the next, and then the next. And so a way to think about that is, when I met my wife, right, I meet her, and then ultimately we got married, and all the steps in between. Well, selling mirrors a relationship, and there are steps in the sales process. Sometimes you can go through the steps very quickly, but it's knowing those steps inside and out. So I generate the lead, and then what, and then what, and then what, and really being clear on that. And I'm a big believer in mapping all that out, like very, very methodical, step by step, very detailed on how the lead's going to come in and what you're going to do with the lead in order to get them to become a client. And so that's, I'm a big believer in systematizing it at that level.
You know, what came to my mind when you were saying that is, you know, the first step in rebuilding relationship or building with a personal relationship or business relationship is establishing a sense of trust and getting to know each other and getting to know our values. You know, in just 3 weeks ago, people might have gone to my website, and they probably still do, to see who I am and what my values are and that type of thing. But I think the next step with that is like a Zoom meeting. I think people are you know, when you can see me and I can see you and I can see how you show up, right? Then I think people have that sense of trust. They can trust you a lot quicker when they see who you are. They're reading nonverbal signs. They're listening to your voice. They're listening to who you are. So I think that's part of that system. What do you think?
I would agree that that can be a part of it. Some people, though, it takes courage to do what we're doing here, right? So not only are we on video, but we're out to the world. Like, anybody can be watching this. And, you know, we're pros at this. We've done this a zillion times. But somebody may not be comfortable showing up on video, right? So the first step, it could be video or it could just be a phone call. When we can meet again, it can be a coffee meeting. Regardless of whether it's a coffee meeting, a phone call, a Zoom meeting, it's taking a step back and really thinking through what are the steps, right? And getting clarity on that. And when you get clarity on that, you can look at ways to make each step be a little bit, how can I get a little bit better at each step to improve my overall sales process?
I love that. Well, you and I could do a whole meeting about how to get comfortable in front of an audience because that's part of the selling process. And, you know, I do agree with you. I was thinking about doing a family meeting on Zoom, right, and having all my family from around the country show up. And then I thought that exact thought. I thought, wow, you know, there's going to be some that just are uncomfortable showing up on camera. And I still haven't got the answer to that about how to overcome that, but I will. And you'll probably help me with that when we collaborate. Anyway, listen, man, we're out of time. I got to say goodbye to you, Eric. And any final thoughts? And also, how can let's just tell them how they can get a hold of you again.
Yeah, just reach out, saleschampion.com. You can find me on social media. I'm the only Eric Offham out there. It was wonderful to connect with you guys today. Ken, great to see you. And have a great rest of your show.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's great to have you on the show. And be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Before I get to my second guest here, I'd like to mention that there's an organization called Women's Wisdom. They have been around since 1991, supporting women business owners to grow their businesses and grow their lives. They have online events the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. They got one coming up here shortly. And if you want to find out about it, if you want to grow your business, you're a woman, be a good thing to find out about it at www.womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. All righty. Well, excited to have you here, Jim. Jim Britt is an internationally recognized thought leader and a highly sought after speaker in the field of peak performance and personal empowerment training. He's the author of 13 best-selling books, including Cracking the Rich Code, The Power of Letting Go, Freedom, Unleashing Your Authentic Power, Do This, Get Rich for Entrepreneurs, just to name a few. Jim, it's really great to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, man, a lot of us are all kind of in isolation and shut down right now. What are you doing with your isolation time?
Yeah, well, I'm isolated anyway. I live in Northern California out on 10 acres between two small towns, so about 10 miles from each one of them. So I'm always isolated.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, you've written a lot of books over your lifetime. And, you know, the name of my show today is The Courage to Press On. So, you know, a lot of your books are about that, helping people to really look at things differently and pressing on. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs are going through a lot of challenging times right now. What would you say to the entrepreneur that's out there wondering what the next step is for them?
Well, you know, I think a true entrepreneur is not necessarily like a franchisee or somebody that owns a business, but somebody that thinks past just what they're doing right now. Like if you own a restaurant, what else could you be doing in addition to that? Or if like in my business, for example, I do a lot of different things. I speak, I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I've started 28 businesses over the last 42 years. So I do a lot of different things. I'm a writer. In the last 3 weeks, I've written 67,000 words. So I got a book finished now. I'm just going through the editing process now. So, you know, I'd say take action based upon what your skill sets are, but think past exactly what you're doing now to other things that might complement what you're doing, or do something now that's when we do come out of all of this that you'll be prepared to move to the next level.
Well, you know, you wrote 67,000, you basically wrote a book. That's amazing in 3 weeks. What's the mindset of someone that can do that?
Well, you got to focus for one thing. To me, writing a book is pretty simple. The title is the hardest part. But, you know, my target usually is if I can write 10 pages a day, if I can take 30 days to write it, then I've got a 300-page book in 30 days, which is about what I did, except it's probably about a 275-page book. So a little less than 30 days.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's getting into the zone and letting go of all of the stuff that's beyond your control and really focusing on what you're doing right here, right now.
That's really good. Well, you know, Americans don't like to necessarily let go of what's beyond our control. We like to plan. We like to know our outcomes. We like to be certain. We like to know exactly. We like to be in control, right? So how do you let that process go while you're creating?
Well, you know, there's things that you can control, and there's things that you can't control. Most of what you can control is you, but you can't control outside circumstances. Now, if there's things you can do, you know, if you want to go, you know, write a note to your congressman or whatever, then if you feel like that's helping some situation, then do it. But if there's things beyond your control, kind of like worrying about tomorrow or what's going to happen next week or when this whole thing is going to be over, that's trying to control the uncontrollable. And when you do that, you know, I read someplace that Einstein said that we only use 10% of our brain. And I think really what he meant was we're only in a resourceful, productive state 10% of the time. And the rest of the time we're trying to control things that's beyond our control. So if you really become self-observant and watch yourself and realize how much emotional and physical energy you're burning up trying to control things beyond your control, you'll have a lot more creativity and get a lot more done.
I think those are really wise words. You know, in Cracking the Rich Code, you talk about some of the principles of being wealthy. What would you say are the most important principles right now during this time that someone could apply?
You mean to become wealthy during this time or
well, a practice? Yeah. As you're starting to, you know, let's say, you know, there's somebody that may have, a lot of jobs are gone away and a lot of entrepreneurs have had to pivot and they still have a vision of being wealthy, of being rich. What's your best advice for him right now, Jim?
Well, my best advice is this is temporary. So it's not going to go on forever. So do what you can do now. And as I said earlier, plan for when this is over. You know, like not only did I work on a book to plan when it's over and I'll launch that, but I'm working on another program as well that I've been thinking about doing for 2 years, but now I've got time to do it. So I just encourage you to go on the offensive, not the defensive, but on the offensive and look at things that you can do now, because and there's a lot of people creating wealth right now. You know, I just saw something yesterday where some young man posted on, I think it was on Facebook, and you've got a program now that you can add a tip. You can get tipped for your program. And this kid's like making hundreds of thousands of dollars online from tips, a buck here and $5 here, you know? So you got
to
get
that's
creative.
A great idea. Maybe we should add tips here to Voices of Courage. It's not a bad idea. If you if you'd like to send me a tip, that's great. Yeah, just send to Ken at kendfoster.com. We'll take tips. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Well, you know what? But the point is, it's the creativity. It's being able to tap back into that creativity. And you know, I last time we talked, you said something about, you know, if you look around the room, there's wherever you look, there's somebody's made $1 million.
That's absolutely true. There's so many things. I don't care where you are, around the room or outside, you see things, anything that's man-made. I mean, just think about somebody created the drywall or the picture frames or the light or the computer or the carpet on the floor, and somebody's made millions doing that. So it's getting creative. It's like the story, a young man that I met one time, I asked him what he did, and he said, I sell Mustang parts online, classic Mustang parts. And he said, I make about $1 million a year doing that. And I said, in my mind, I'm going, wow, he must have a warehouse because there's all these different models and you know, parts and you know, all of that. And so I said, well, gosh, I said, how do you do that? I said, you have a warehouse someplace full of parts, full of fenders and bumpers? And oh, no. He said, I've never seen a Mustang part. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I sell other people's Mustang parts. And he said, in addition to, I've realized that people who buy Mustang parts also need car wax, they need floor mats, they need, you know, various things like that. So he added on to that, you know, like if you're selling camping gear, you might also sell fishing equipment or tents or, you know, whatever that adds to that.
That's funny. Yeah. When this COVID-19 thing hit, one of the first things is back in January, I thought, well, somebody's going to invent designer masks, the Gucci mask to wear out in society. And, you know, not too far off from that. There's a lot of really creative masks out there right now. But again, it's opening up that creativity and being able to pivot. You know, one of the things that I always say is when entrepreneurs say, well, how do you do what you do and invent what you invent, is that I just say, look around wherever you are and just look for something to improve, to develop, to change. I also ask people, I say, why don't you try to do something you've never done before for the next 7 days? That's a great thought, way to start to think as an entrepreneur. And the other thing is then step into a place where you do something nobody else has done. And, you know, that takes a little more forethought, a little more thinking, but there's stages here. We develop as entrepreneurs. I think that's my point. Is that what you found?
Yeah, I think everybody's got a hidden wealth talent. You know, we're put on this planet not to just survive. We're put here to thrive and to create. And I think everybody's got a gift, a talent. And maybe if you just sit quietly for a while and take a look at, you know, what got you where you are, or maybe some of the things that you aspire to do in your life, it might trigger that wealth talent to come out, and you could start working on that and move toward that.
That's really good advice. Well, listen, I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little about your joint venture you put together with Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. Voices of Courage is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, empowering women in friendship and business since 1991. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Just a quick note to let you know about our affiliate network. UK Health Radio now has coronavirus information. They have updates from health professionals and some of the public actually posts up there. But the page is very, very informative. If you want to check it out, you can check it out at ukhealthradio.com. That's ukhealthradio.com. Right now, I'm speaking to Jim Britt. He's an internationally recognized thought leader. He has joint ventured with Kevin Harrington from the TV show The Shark Tank on a collaborative book series. And I want to talk to you about that. How did that happen, Jim?
Well, Kevin and I have been friends for quite some time, and we were discussing one day the fact that entrepreneurship is on the rise, not only in this country, but all over the world. And it's a necessity almost to start thinking like an entrepreneur. And he said, unfortunately, most of them are going to fail. You know, probably 90% will fail. And I said, why is that? And he said, because they make all the classic mistakes and they don't become a key person of influence in their field of business. He said, they need PR, they need marketing, they need branding, they need lead generation. And he said, their talent and skill sets aren't in those areas for the most part. You know, if you take a coach or a speaker, you know, they're not marketers. They love to coach and speak. So I said, well, let's put together something that would address all of those things. So I came up with the idea, got back with Kevin. And what we've done is we started with a book, which has now become a series. We published three in a year, and the fourth one coming up in about another month. We're just wrapping that one up now. It's called Cracking the Rich Code is the name of the book. And it's full of all types of entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, entrepreneur of the year, fellow that heads up most of the digital marketing for Amazon, different, you know, all kinds of people in there that that have success stories and what drove them to do what they did and how they accomplished it and that type of thing. So it's pretty amazing book series. Actually, the first three are number one Amazon international bestsellers already. And we fully expect all of them to be as we roll out more books. But we're doing more than that, than just the book. The cover of the book has a picture of Kevin on there. It has a picture of me, has a picture of Tony Robbins that endorsed the series. And we create a different front cover for each of our co-authors. So their picture's on the front. So they're branded with three top coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs. So it helps to elevate their brand. And then we have a membership site that goes along with it that's really a lead generator for our co-authors. So a lot of that's kind of the highlights of it. So it's a pretty pretty amazing thing, really. We've got some talented people and pretty excited people, and their businesses are already starting to skyrocket as a result of being a part of what we're doing.
Well, Jim Britt, where do we get a hold of that if we want to be part of that that series? Are you still taking applications? I guess that's the question.
Yes. Yeah. You can just email me at jimbritt@jimbritt.com. That's B-R-I-T-T. So jimbritt@jimbritt.com.
That's awesome. That's very, very, what do I want to say? I love the collaboration. I love the fact that you got Tony Robbins and Kevin Harrington involved with this, and that you're really making a difference to help people to understand what entrepreneurship is all about. You know, we have right now the statistics, there's about 15% of the population are entrepreneurs, 85% are working for other people. And I believe that's going up substantially. We might end up with 23% with this shift right now, because I think a lot of people are thinking they want to do that. If somebody's an entrepreneur, Jim, and they have an idea, what do you think the first step is for them?
Well, it probably depends on the idea, but you know, the first step is to decide what you want to do, and don't spend a whole lot of time getting ready to get going. You know, typically plans change as you go along. So to me, the foundation of any venture is deciding you're going to do it, and nothing else but that will do. You know, I had people saying, well, what you're doing is probably not going to work. I'm going, well, it will work. So, you know, and it is working. So it's really having that firm decision that's the foundation of what you want to create. That's where it starts. Then you got to take action on that, and you got to be bold and put yourself out there and take center stage. Don't be shy about it, because nobody else is going to toot your horn for you. You got to toot it for yourself.
You know, it's so funny. There are millions and millions of ideas that are yet to be brought to market. Because millions, gazillions. But, you know, I think fear or lack of confidence or maybe just too many distractions stop a lot of people from doing that. You know, if somebody's got a lot of fear around them, I guess that wasn't you. You're a courageous guy. You walked a courageous path. But if somebody's worried about not succeeding, I heard what you said, just go take action. But some people might start to take action and start to fail. Then what?
Well, you got to realize that that fear, unless you're being chased by a bear or something, is a made-up story. It's something you make up in your mind. So you've got to become self-observant when you start feeling that and realize it's not real. You made it up. And then you got to switch that focus to something that is real, which is back to the decision you made. So it's really an act of self-observation and making corrections as you go. Because once you've decided what you want to do, every action you're going to take from that point forward is going to move you toward that objective or away from it. And you know, we don't live in a gray world. It's either black or white. It's either moving you toward it or away from it. And it's up to the individual to decide: is it moving me toward it or away from it? And if they say, well, maybe you know, it's maybe a little bit. Or no, that's a gray area. It's one or the other. It's black and white. So I think that's one of the keys to success is being able to manage yourself, because that's really all you're in control of anyway. You know, all conflict that we have is all self-conflict. So that's what helps you move to the next level. You know, when your mind says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get rich, I'm going to get wealthy, I'm going to build a business. And then your subconscious says, well, wait a minute, how about all those things that you've done before that didn't work? And all of that happens in a split second. And you've got to filter through that self-talk, that chatter, and realize what's real and what's not.
Well, that negative self-chatter is what I call the enemy. And, you know, that coming in, you know, for me, I just say thank you for sharing next, because I'm with you. I think we have to get on it. But I'm a big fan of daily introspection, where we're asking ourselves what's working, what's not working, and what we can do to improve the next day, the next moment. I think when I work with people that apply that principle in their business and their life, they seem to start to understand that there is no victim here. There's only a person that can increase their willpower and learn what they need to learn to get to the next level. I have a question for you. You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, as you start out as an entrepreneur, and even if you're on the path as an entrepreneur, a lot of stuff comes up. I mean, like you said, there's marketing, there's admin, there's operations, there's the creative development. There's a whole bunch of things that happen as in any business. But as an entrepreneur, how do you manage all that, Jim?
Well, you manage what you can manage, what your talents are. But the thing to look at is what's your value, what's your worth, and each person has to decide that. Are they worth $100 an hour or $1,000 an hour? And if they want to go out and mow the grass, the question is, what would you pay somebody else to mow the grass? Well, $20 an hour. Okay, what's your worth? $100 an hour. So now you're going to take your $100 value and go mow the grass that you could have paid somebody $20 an hour for, and you still make your $100. So it's looking at your own worth and hiring the things, or you know, subbing those out in some way. The things, instead of doing all of the detail work, do the things that you're talented at.
That's a really good answer for that. I know a lot of people. So I think somebody might give me resistance on that. Well, you want me to value myself in terms of dollars and cents? I value myself in other ways, somebody might say. But I like that valuation, because it really helps you to understand, are you going down the right path or you're not? And if you're not, then it's time to change.
If you're in business, the nature of business, the purpose of business is solving problems and making money. So my business is helping people. So instead of going out there and saying, okay, I just want to help people, which I do, but at the same time, if I'm making $100 an hour versus $1,000 an hour, the more money I'm making, the more people I'm helping. You know, if I'm struggling, I'm not helping that many people. But as the cash comes in, you know that you're doing good because people are buying what you have. So to me, that's the gauge, and you're in business to make money. Simple as that.
That's really good. Courage. I know that sometimes in your life you have failed. What would you say the greatest failure you've had, and what was the lesson for you?
Well, the greatest failure I had was back in the 70s when we had a recession, and one of my side businesses was in the warehouse development, and I lost about $14 million in about a week. So, but I was just learning the power behind letting go. And when I saw it was over, it's done, there's nothing I can do about it. And I said, okay, well, we just got to move forward. Another one, you know, I did a television infomercial. I spent about $750,000 on it. It didn't work. And then I spent another $50,000 to test it again. It didn't work. And I said, okay, let's move on, because the stats on infomercials back then was 1 in 32 worked. And even though I had like Kevin calling me saying, man, what a great show, and Guthrie Rinker calling me and saying, great show, it didn't work. So I came out with $750,000 worth of a little bit of footage. It's high quality.
That's high quality. That's high dollar footage, my friend.
But you know, you can either hang on to that and go, man, if an infomercial would just have worked, or this hadn't happened, but it happened. And you know, you can't go back to the past. You can't live there. If you bring it into the present, you're destroying your present.
Well, there's an important lesson in this, because I know I had a failure early in my 20s where I lost a business. I had a chain of waterbed stores. But at the time, that emotionally impacted me in a really negative way. And it took me several years to recover from that. Although I started another business instantly, I started a manufacturing company. It took me time to recover, and didn't need to. I created a lot of stories in my head, but the point is that how fast can you move on? That's the real question.
Well, I move on pretty fast. Somebody asked me just a while back, they said, what do you do when you get down? I said, well, I don't go there. I said, I've been down once and there's nothing there. So why get down there? You know, so I'm very observant of how I feel, and very observant of if that feeling is helping me be productive or happy or peaceful, or, you know, I'm just observant of that, and I don't waste time going there. I just don't.
And that is just great advice. You and I have both been there. We've been down, and there is nothing in down. It doesn't change. No, it's just down.
Yeah. You know, I hit the bottom once. So, you know, I looked around going, I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be here. I don't like the friends that I got down here. I don't like the way I look at life. That's funny.
Yeah, it's like my friend Jim Rohn said one time. He said, going to hell is a choice, but he said it's a bad choice.
It's a bad choice. It is a bad choice. And You know, I think, you know, what got me to hell was I was chasing the, I had the American dream all mixed up. My American dream was just to feel good at all costs. I tried to cut off duality. I didn't want to do the hard work. I just wanted to feel good all the time, right? And I think people get stuck in that, especially as an entrepreneur starting out in business or what, you know, if you got a new idea, it's like, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to kick your butt, but it's also going to grow you. You're going to be stronger and stronger as a result of that. Well, listen, man, Jim, I am so grateful for you being on this show and giving us your wisdom and your courage. To those courageous messages are really powerful. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hope you come back again.
I will, for sure.
All righty. Yeah, well, okay. So thank you all for tuning in today. And at the end of my show, I've been giving some movie tips. One's movies that I like to give you. There's two this week I'd like to recommend. One is called The Game Changers, and that's on Netflix. And the other one, I believe it's on Netflix also, is called Vaxxed, V-A-X-E-D. There's a lot about vaccinations going around, so you might want to check that movie out. And what else do I want to say? If you haven't ordered my book yet, I encourage you to get it. The Courage to Change Everything.us is where you find it, CourageToChange.us. And I'm always interested in what you have to say. So please follow me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And I think that's about it. You can find our replays at voicesofcourage.us also. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends about us. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.